Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
DGS and KMOX. Update, Maria Kina is going to tie the cherry stem with her tongue on Wednesday live on the air. So look forward to that. You remember that, right, Skip?
Yeah, who is that?
Who's Maria Kina, the news lady.
No, I didn't know that. I remember that fad.
Yes.
People doing that.
Yes. Yeah. Nothing impressed me more. I was so blown away by that. Yeah, exactly. I have a good story for you. So we all understand how uneven of a human I am. And I'm pretty good at a couple of things, and then I'm a complete and utter idiot on others. And I have a new one that involves the Jeep Rubicon I just bought from you. So I just have had it over the weekend, didn't do a lot of driving because of the snow and the ice, but I was out there with it. And I noticed that the tachometer that tells you your RPMs was going up a little too high. Like, right, on the highway, I'd go to like 5,500 or 6,000 RPMs. That I'm like, oh God, this is going to be awkward. Skip's one of my best friends, but there's obviously something wrong with it. But I bought the extended warranty so I could get a new transmission. All this stuff's going through my mind. Get in the car today, drive it in. I'm on Highway 40. Damn it, this thing's up to 6,000 again. I was looking at the speedometer. I was looking at the speedometer. Like, I noticed that the digital said 60, and then it was at 60, and I'm like, you friggin' idiot. Thank God you didn't call Skip and be like, dude, I'm sorry, but you sold me a lemon. What an idiot. And this went on for 3 days. It wasn't like 5 minutes. Yeah. 3 days.
I get it. Well, I mean, I'm just going to defend you on this, and I don't know. I'm assuming that on your...
Flipped.
Your other Jeep. That's where it was.
It's right.
So the,
flipped.
That's probably way
but
more common.
But you think I could have encyclopedia browned that one.
I know. I know. I'm not excusing you total in my head. I'm just defending you.
So thank you. I love the new Jeep. You guys made me a great deal as always. And
good.
Brent and Joe glad took to great care of me.
And those things don't last. So I'm glad the timing was right because it just goes. That's one of the quickest selling pre-owned vehicles we get.
Yeah, Brent has a similar Jeep, and he said when this one came in, he regretted not buying that one. He's like, damn it, I just bought this other one or else I would have bought that one. So really cool. Skip, of course, is the sponsor of Sweet 16 for like 20 years now. Today we're doing fictional bosses. So best fictional boss of all time. You like this one? You guys like it?
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Good.
I was able, you know, as usual, when I don't have an enormous amount to do, which is most of the time. Believe me, I'm not trying to act like I'm overworked. I try to take this as a respite for the rest of the day, and I really take it seriously, as you guys
as I know.
Make fun of.
Yeah.
So I said, well, it could be the best character, which would mean the funniest or the most intriguing or the worst villain or whatever. But then there are other ways. When you say best boss, you could think of that would be the best boss to work for. In other words, it's not an idiot or a bad person. So I kind of got some from both.
Okay,
so
good.
That was my overthinking.
I got a couple too. Yeah, a couple of the same.
From this way.
I'm with you. So. Good. I love that you're overthinking.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's so great.
So I thought I'd start out with one who I'd like to work for. So
okay.
There's a bunch of them that are hilarious, but the reason why they're hilarious is they're horrendous bosses. And, you know, I'm sure that's what most of these are. But I thought, you know, it would be cool to work for Colonel Potter.
I got him, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, I do.
Man.
Yep, I got him, too.
No, I didn't, but
yeah.
Horse hockey.
Yeah.
I loved him.
Yeah, I did too. And I loved Henry Blake, and he'd have been great, and he was funnier. But if you're going to, I mean, in the operating room or in the Army, working for him would have been a very good thing.
Totally agree. Yeah. Yep, I got him too. Mark him off. Andrew.
Okay, a little hesitant on this one because I'm not sure everyone's seen the show, but George Bluth?
Yeah, from Arrested Development.
Are we all familiar? Or I have lots of other picks.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I know the character.
I am not familiar.
Yeah, do another.
All right, I will go with, of course, Charles Montgomery Burns.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Maybe the one to beat.
All right, now, does it have to be a boss in the workplace? Because this is...
No.
It's okay, because I was thinking Tony Soprano.
Yeah, I got Tony.
Because he's... Okay. And then I'm going with Tony.
Okay, cool.
Okay, what about Ron Swanson?
I didn't watch that show, but I saw that listed on a bunch of lists, so...
Yeah.
What show is that?
That's Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Great show.
I haven't seen that either.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
Okay, so should I not do that one?
I mean, not everyone's going to have seen everything.
Yeah.
How about, okay, I'll just leave them on there because the rest you guys haven't seen either.
Fair enough.
There's this one movie that nobody saw that it was the guy that.
But what a boss. James T. Kirk.
Yeah.
That's I didn't think of it that way. Yeah, that's good though.
I mean, another he runs the whole enterprise.
Ship. Yeah.
He overreacts to everything.
Another one that I'd love to work for though.
Yeah. Yeah, you trust him going down to a planet.
What color uniform he assigns you.
That's right.
But give me a blue uniform and I'm in.
Isn't that funny? It's such a cliche, but it's so true. Every episode, someone in the red shirt got phasered.
Well, in modern day, people don't mind killing off a good character.
Mm.
You look at Yellowstone or Game of Thrones or whatever, it didn't matter. But back in the day, I mean, all the main characters have these roles.
You knew Spock wasn't dying.
Yeah.
Bring some other people in and give them a red shirt. Yeah. So
that would be illogical.
Anytime they said the red shirt's name, you knew he was going down.
Especially his name was like Jim.
Back to Skip.
All right, another one. I think I'd like to work for Jay Pritchett. I think he'd have been a good Modern Family.
I didn't watch Modern Family.
Ed O'Neill.
Me neither.
Yeah, Ed O'Neill's character. Oh man.
Okay.
Great. I like Ed O'Neill though.
Let's go, Sam Malone.
There you go.
That would be so good.
Yeah.
Talk about a chill boss.
Yeah, very easy to work for, I think.
Totally agree. Andrew.
How about Logan Roy?
Ooh, good one.
Yeah.
Succession.
Yeah.
Kind of a bad boss, but...
Not a good guy, but I think it's hard to argue that he wasn't...
Succession.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was a very effective boss, you know. Ran the whole network and whatnot.
Wheels?
Tony Stark.
Mm.
I think he'd be great to work for because he's a genius.
Yeah.
Invent me very cool. I want a cool
suit. I
don't
see him as abusive to employees at all.
Well, in the beginning of the first one, he was kind of
a
jerk.
Bit. Yeah, yeah.
But he kind of realized, oh, man, I'm being a jerk, and then he changed.
Yeah.
Since it happened, he get put in a cave for a few months.
We never see him be like the boss, though, right?
Well, I mean, but he is. Like, he literally runs the whole thing.
I guess, but we never see him do it. He's always just like in his...
Yeah,
in
you're
his
right.
little
I'm
room.
Not going to vote for him.
He was also kind of the boss of the Avengers.
He's always just in his little room by himself, building stuff
with his AI,
putting metal on metal or whatever.
Somebody hates Iron Man.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
How about Miranda Priestly from The Devil Wears Prada? Have any of you seen that movie?
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
I have not.
I've not either, but I'm familiar.
Okay,
sufficiently familiar.
Not somebody you'd want to work for.
No.
Yeah. No, I gathered that. How about Mr. Krabs?
Oh, good one.
Yes.
Dang it. That was my next one.
Oh, you guys are going to be so mad by the way these are seated.
That's half the fun.
Well, okay. We are every time.
So. Yeah, I was going to say. It's not unique.
I just go down the list.
Back to Skip.
All right, one of my favorite characters. Now I'm going into the bosses that would be horrible to work for, and I'm going to go with Louis De Palma.
Oh, man.
Was he not one of the best characters?
He'd run back into the cage.
All time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what is this from?
Taxi.
The first exposure to Danny DeVito.
Mm-hmm.
And
remember that you didn't.
Oh, you hated him, but he had the funniest lines of the whole. Oh, my gosh.
Just physically and his whole persona was just so different. What a great show. Yeah. Andrew.
I will say Liz Lemon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good one.
Mm-hmm. 30 Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Wheels.
Princess Leia. She was a pretty good boss for the rebellion, and they won. She was nice. She didn't make everybody else do the work. She got out and fought, too. Yeah, I'd work for Princess Leia.
I bet you would.
Yeah.
She worked, was a boss for a second rebellion, too.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
In those not-so-good movies.
Maybe she wasn't such a good leader of the rebellion.
She'd be good to work for.
She couldn't make it stick.
Couldn't make it stick that first time.
Yeah. That's because of, you know. Luke disappearing.
I only have one left. Has anyone seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yeah.
Captain Holt?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
That's the first one of yours that I've seen.
You saw Devil Wears Prada?
I almost choked on that.
Yeah, you saw Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. I was trying to be funny. That's not funny.
Well, you guys haven't seen it.
It was funny.
It was not true.
How about Andy Taylor?
Oh, yeah.
Mayberry RFD.
I mean, that seems pretty chill.
Yeah. Pretty great boss. Yeah, he's got a terrible employee, and he's very gracious.
He's very patient.
Yeah.
Very patient.
All right, one left.
Okay, skip.
I mean, there's an elephant in the room.
I know.
Do we put him on?
Yeah,
Michael
put him
Scott.
On. Put him on.
Okay. Michael Scott, funny, sometimes seemed like he would be great,
mm-hmm.
most of the time terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just his moments where he's, you know, really good guy.
Did you learn how to be a good boss from your dad?
Somewhat. I didn't. One of my biggest frustrations is that, you know, I did a bunch of stuff in Dallas, or for several years in Dallas, another whole industry. And so when I moved to St. Louis, I was almost 30, 33 years ago. And my dad was my boss for, not direct, but for only about 8 months before he had a heart issue and stepped back.
Mm.
So he was still the boss, but he was not hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not get a lot of one-on-one,
mm-hmm.
here's why we do things. So mm-hmm. he had some people that were doing that for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was well into the career, basically running stores before I was driving him to Wisconsin or to Florida after my mom passed away. I would drive, and that's when we would talk business, and that's when I learned the most from him.
I'm not trying to be facetious. Do you feel like you learned as much from George as you would from like an MBA? Like on the ground, practical stuff?
10 times more. The people that I worked under, in this industry, the MBA would have done nothing for me. You know, learning how to do finance and accounting and all that stuff, that wouldn't have been, you know. I mean, there's plenty of people in my position that don't do any of that. They direct people to do it. Now, I know a lot of that, and I know some of that, so I can do a lot of it. And that's sometimes all I do. But, it's definitely a learn from the people above you and get trained that way. And
was there pressure on you to get into the business? Because I know you were in a different industry,
extreme,
like you said.
Extreme. Mm. I could not come home without a couple of things, and there'd always be, let's go to lunch, and just, you know.
You knew what was coming.
I know, Dad, I know. Yeah.
It's a good thing you listened to him.
I did. I know.
Yeah.
I know. So
good thing he made you.
I'll tell you what it was, and this is, I hate to keep drawing out. It gave me a big way to excel at my other job, because it was a high-pressure job there, a lot of stuff going on, and I never felt pressure because if I got fired, boom, I had a place to go.
Yeah.
So I could stick myself out there, I could be aggressive, I could take chances and do things, and when it, you know, it didn't backfire on me, it helped me become good and rise up through that because, like I said, you take the pressure off you on that. It was good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Sweet 16 of Best Bosses. Colonel Potter from MASH versus Miranda Priestly from Devil Wears Prada.
Sherman T. Potter.
Potter. Mr. Burns O. versus Mr. Krabs.
That's the one I said I was going to make you guys mad.
Oh, Mr. Krabs. Krabs.
They both are horrible to work for.
I just like saying Krabs.
I think Mr. Burns was way more successful.
I'll go Mr. Burns as well.
Mr. Burns.
Is that a tie?
Tie to you.
I know I should go Burns, but my heart is Krabs.
There you go.
So I'm gonna go Krabby Patty. Tony Soprano versus Louis De Palma.
Louis De Palma.
Tony.
Rich.
Tony.
Tony moves on. Ron Swanson versus Liz Lemon.
Ron.
Ron.
Liz.
Liz. Tie to Skip.
Oh.
Don't know?
Zero idea of what's...
Should we ask?
Let's go with... you know what? I see little memes and stuff from Ron Swanson, so I assume he's funnier.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's fine, fine.
I can't tell you.
Good tiebreak right there.
Captain Kirk versus Princess Leia.
Oh, no. Kirk. Well, Kirk. You guys pick Kirk. I'll just do the courtesy for my princess.
My princess.
My princess.
I've never heard you talk like this, Wheeler.
That was quite a vulnerable moment.
I mean, if I had a princess, it would be Princess Leia.
No, it's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we like that about you.
Yeah.
I'll go with my liege.
It wasn't much of a real princess, though.
My lady. No, no, not really.
Father really wasn't.
No, right. Yep.
Sam Malone versus Captain Holt from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Sam Malone.
Sam.
Sam, yeah.
Logan Roy versus Andy Taylor.
Andy.
Oh, boy.
Logan. I'd rather work for Andy.
Andy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tony Stark versus Michael Scott.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going Tony Stark.
Michael Scott.
I think we got to keep Scott one more round. I'll go Scott.
I'll go Scott, too.
Okay. There you go. Welcome back, guys. DGS Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet, where I just bought my 10th car from Skip. Best boss of all time. Could be the best boss, could be the worst boss. Colonel Potter from MASH versus Mr. Krabs from SpongeBob.
I got to go Colonel Potter. Sorry.
Me too.
Krabs.
I can't live under the ocean.
Krabs.
I knew you'd do it to me.
Sherman?
Yeah.
T?
SpongeBob?
Yeah, this time I got to go Potter. That's my childhood. Tony Soprano versus Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec.
Tony.
Tony.
Tony. Captain Kirk versus Sam Malone. Very Ooh, similar characters.
Yeah. Kirk. I'm going Sam.
Sam.
Kirk.
I'd rather work in a bar.
I'm going to go Sam.
Said Sam?
Mm-hmm.
Plus
Sam
baseball,
Malone.
Former baseball
Mayday.
Player. I mean, come on.
Andy Taylor from Mayberry RFD versus Tony Stark.
Tony Stark. Wait, did Tony Stark win?
Sorry, Michael Scott.
Michael Scott won.
Oh.
I'll go Andy.
I'm going to go Michael Scott.
Andy.
I'll go Andy.
Andy?
Good. I didn't have Andy? To vote.
Yeah, ah. Look at that. Let's do Weber. We'll come back and we'll finish this up.
Okay.
Yeah, tell us about the new year.
So it's a weird start to the new year. We got that weather going. You know, that was just a weird week last week. And I have one store that had a little bit more struggle than others, but it was cool to see the end of the week, even with the snow on Friday. Good weekend. You know, car buyers don't always care. Lot can be done online, and it was. And so that was a good shift, showing the shift. But we're off to a good year. Finished up last year great, and the numbers came in. We are still the best reviewed Chevy dealer in many hundred mile radius, so that's great. And it's actually the gulf got wider. I think that people the end of last year were crabby. I think it was easy to make people angry. I think it was hard to please them. Everybody else's scores went down. There's only one dealer is over 700. We got all three stores over 800 on our score. Reputation.com, and I'm very, very proud of that. And it's the guys. I mean, I talk to very few of our customers as everybody else does it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's...
Can I take this over for a second?
Yeah.
I was there this week buying my new Rubicon, and I spent about an hour with Brent, who I've known forever, who's now running your used car, and Joe, who I'd never met. And I watched them do deals with other people, and it was so fascinating. And what I loved was it wasn't the typical, like, well, let me check with my manager. And you walk back like, this idiot says blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Very just like, let's solve their problem.
Right.
That's what Brent kept saying.
What's he saying? Yeah.
Let's solve their problem.
Exactly.
Which was so impressive.
Yeah, that's why when you start there, no matter whether you think you got a price or not, you've felt like you've been handled right. And it is. It's more of a let's do this for you. I mean, it's a cliche. What do I got to do to put you in this car today? And you say, and that is basically tongue in cheek. Well, this is the same thing. We don't say it as a person; we say it as a company. What do we have to do? Not so necessary to put you in a car today. What do we have to do so that you leave this lot happy, in a car, with a car repaired, coming back later to finalize whatever reason? And that's why that whole atmosphere just lends it to, you know, all the scores that we get.
Yeah, I got to see behind the scenes. And not everyone knew who I was. At one point, someone said something, and Brent goes, it's Mr. Glover. And the guy in the other room goes, Danny? So, like, it wasn't
this is
exactly. Come meet him. And it's a very pleasant place for people to work, you can tell.
Yeah.
Like, everyone enjoys what they do.
That's I appreciate you saying that because that's what we strive for.
Okay, so when we come back, we will wrap up the Sweet 16. We're down to the Final Four. And yeah, there you go. Quick break, right back, DGS. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX doing the Sweet 16 with Skip Weber. Got a couple extra minutes here. A TikToker has explained how to win rock, paper, scissors. Who cares? But it made me think of when we were kids in the olden days, nothing came without a physical penalty. Like if you lost rock, paper, scissors, you got a punch in the arm. A hard one.
We used to do this punch in the arm, or you had the two things on your wrist. That
you guys
was
know
worse.
About this?
Yeah.
And we'd lick your fingers for some reason. Lick your fingers.
Yes.
And then you hit the other person's wrist.
And the people, you'd see two guys who've been playing it for a while, and their wrists would be bright red. You go, why? You're not even keeping score. You're just getting the chance to hit somebody.
Yeah.
Did you ever play Bloody Knuckles with a cone?
Yes, all the time. Yeah.
You know like this one, Wheels?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Our dads had ace combs, which are the hardest substance in the world. And you'd the way we played it is you'd set it, you'd make a fist, and you'd set it on top, and you'd have to grab it and drag it across the guy's knuckles.
Yeah.
And if you made him flinch, you got a free one. And there was no quarter. There was no like, okay, I'll take it easy on you. And then mumbly peg with a pocket knife.
Yeah.
Everything was violence-based.
Yep. Yeah.
We had the bloody knuckles with a thing.
Two for flinching.
The bloody thing. And then the thing where you put your knuckles like this,
mm-hmm.
and you got to go like that.
Yes.
That was the other thing.
Did you do this one where you'd have
Yeah. There's a million of them, and they all hurt.
And we would do it like, if you had an indoor recess, you could do it right in front of the teacher.
Yeah.
And
that's why we're all so damn tough.
Like your funeral, I could show you four or five different places on my hands where I have pencil lead from fights. And like when you knew it was going to be an indoor rainy recess, you'd be like, can I sharpen my pencil? And you just one at a time. You're looking at your main rival. You're like, you, brother.
Here we go.
Coming your way.
Your main rival.
Yeah.
Pencil rival.
I always had a rival. Usually
otherwise
it was
known as your best friend.
Yeah, right. It was usually your friend.
Right.
Right.
And then we would, during the warm weather months, we would go out to the field and just brawl. Like, it was like.
You kill the man with the ball.
Yeah.
We called it kill the guy.
Yeah.
super simple. Yeah. Somebody has the ball, go get him.
Yeah, exactly.
It made you tough, though.
Yes, it
does.
And fast.
Yes. Yes. Like, I was, exactly. In football, I was not tough, but I was fast, and I was so afraid of being hit, I gave the illusion of being a good running back when I was really just running for my life.
It's like,
Yes.
Yep.
Man.
That was me in high school, too.
Good memories. Sweet 16 of Best Bosses, Final Four. Mr. Potter from MASH versus Tony Soprano.
That's Colonel to you.
Yes.
I have to vote Mister. Tony.
I got to go Tony also.
I'm not going
I
Potter.
I got to go Potter.
Tony would be showering you with gifts. That's what he does.
Yeah,
of course, he might take you out back and shoot you, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
You never had to worry if you were going to live by the end of the day. If you
Tony killed a lot more of his employees than
see,
Colonel
if you
Potter
were,
did. I'll go with Potter.
If you worked for Mr. Potter, though, you were working in a war zone.
No, you could work for him at the hospital back in Missouri.
After MASH?
Good deal. After MASH. Yeah, there you go.
After MASH, exactly.
And probably still safer than working for Tony.
Yeah, good point. Very good point.
Yeah, I always think about that. Like when I represented allegedly the mob back when I first started in the law, and I just would think there's just no future here. I mean, eventually you're going to get whacked. I guess it doesn't happen in real life as much as in the movies, but
because people get caught.
Robert Duvall lived a long time representing the mob.
Very true. Very true.
A long time.
Sam Malone versus Andy Taylor from Mayberry RFD.
Sam.
Andy.
Sam.
Skip doesn't want to vote.
I don't want to vote.
You two are having a standoff.
I'll say Sam. I'll say Sam.
Sam wins.
Okay, I was going to say Sam, too.
There we go.
Handily.
Okay, best boss. Two good bosses.
Very good. Either one of them you'd like to work for.
Mm-hmm. Colonel Potter or Sam Malone?
Sam.
Potter.
Potter.
I had a rage.
Rage.
I'm going Sam.
Woo!
All right.
So it's Sam versus Uncle Rico.
I'll take Sam on that one.
Yeah, me too.
I'd rather
too.
Vote for Sam. What was Uncle Rico again?
Best fictional athlete.
I'm going Uncle Rico one more.
I'm going Sam.
Me too.
I'm going Rico.
Oh, Sam goes down.
Sam could have been in that too. Yeah,
I think he was on the list. Wasn't
no, was he?
No.
Yeah, I think
no.
he was.
I don't think
he
so.
Wasn't?
No.
I don't think he was.
He played for the Red Sox.
Been. It should have been. There's too many.
Yeah,
you know, Uncle Rico, man, could have won state.
He's gonna be hard. He's gonna be hard to knock off.
Yeah,
no doubt. The scene where he throws the steak.
The best.
You know what's funny is that I think he had a harder time winning his own bracket than he is just knocking
I think so.
His people
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
Because you just immediately picture him. You're like, oh.
It's got to be Rico.
I have such a soft spot for Uncle Rico. Very cool. Thank you, Skip. Appreciate it as always, buddy.